talk quality. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
This morning, and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, your station for fresh news, smart talk all day. It is Friday, the 17th of February, 2023, and you are on the clock. And do we have a jam-packed show today for you? I have Mr. Sheldon Longley, Guardian sports reporter, joining me. He's also a representative from the B3As, and he's coming to talk about the event that they have set for this weekend. I have Simba French, another Guardian reporter, joining me. He's here to share, some insights on the news stories we're covering today. We're focusing primarily on Corifta, track and field and Corifta swimming as we approach the Easter weekend. I think we are 47 days away from, or 48 days away from Corifta track, and everything is heating up. So the way I want to do today's show is I'm going to try and split it into three 15-minute segments. I got a little bit of news and sports news to cover. Then we can focus on Corifta B3As. And if Mr. Eric Sawyer III can make it here this morning, we're going to have our final 2022-2023 season wrap-up, where we could ask the question, who really won the Super Bowl? I know you all think you know the answer.
Broncos.
Mr. Longley?
Dolphins, man.
Okay. I think Barbados and Rihanna, bad girl Riri, won the Super Bowl this year, and I'm so glad that I attended.
Not gotten a Donald Trump.
No?
She and a baby.
This is the surprise outcome that nobody expected, and I love it. So let's get right in to my little 15-minute segment. First announcement, Pilot Club of Nassau Anchor Clubs and Bahamas District Pilot International is having a border patient donation drive for the Princess Margaret Hospital Children's Ward. And they are seeking items, soap, deodorant, toothpaste, toothbrush, mouthwash, face towels, bath towels, socks, Tams, and pajamas. Pilot Club intends on making their presentation to the Princess Margaret Hospital Children's Ward on Monday, the 27th of February, 2023. And the collection deadline is Friday, the 24th of February, 2023. So you can make your donations to the Pilot Club of Nassau or any of their clubs. Call the organization for details, or you can take donations, I would say, straight to the Princess Margaret Hospital and just let them know I had to get them here. I had to get them here. I'm sure they will hold them for you. Another announcement. Today, Friday, the 17th of February, 2023, at 3:30 p.m. at the C.I. Gibson Gymnasium, is the Bahamas Scholastic Athletic Association All-Star 2K23 event. I think they're having basketball and competitions, and they're going to have some cheer squads competing. You guys go and support the students at C.I. Gibson Gymnasium. Entry fee is $5 for adults, $3 for children. Also happening this Saturday, you're looking for something to do with your children. Your children say, Daddy, Mommy, you don't ever take us nowhere but to church and the food store. Here are things to do with your children this weekend. This Saturday, the 18th of February at 11 a.m. at the Kendall Isaacs Gym, Bahamas Center for Martial Arts presents Bahamas Martial Arts Warrior Cup. And they're going to be competing in karate, kung fu, kickboxing, and taekwondo. The entry is $5, and for more details, you can call 433-8334. That's 433-8334. Okay, gentlemen, I think I have about 8.5 minutes left on my little intro time. So it's a couple of things I just want to touch on. It's a Sports Friday, but you all know I cannot let the day pass without doing this thing. I think what I want to say is, I'm not sure how to frame it. I don't have a playbook for this. My coach, Eric Sawyer, is not in the office. But you all see today's paper? I don't know what the appropriate way to say I told you so is, but if I were protesting anything, like I said yesterday, I was going out there to protest and figure out exactly what is happening at the CARICOM meeting and what are the decisions my government is making on my behalf and why can't I take part in that decision-making process. In fact, we wouldn't even tell me what it is that you really go. Anybody told me that this is one of the discussions that was on the table. Fortunately, we have actors all around the place, like one Jacqueline Charles from the Miami Herald that sort of let the cat out the bag. I am very, very concerned, and I think we all should be concerned, both about what we're reading, Canada to deploy ships to Haiti, right? The boats in the water, in the territory, but the entire process and why we can't be a part of it. In fact, I'm going to say it again. Why is it that Caribbean governments and the Bahamian government continues to center non-Bahamians in the process of governance? You can't tell me that Trudeau, Kerry, the U.S. administration have more say in this than I, a Bahamian in the Caribbean, brothers and sisters with Haiti? I don't have time to talk about it because I got to focus on the future for a moment. I got to give equal space to the young people and the work that they are doing. This is a part of the role of governance, right? And so we're going to put this down till Monday. But I'm going to need y'all to get your newspapers, both the Guardian and the Tribune, and read up on it. Now, just a quick note. On the bottom folder, the Twitch Shark and Lives. See what I'm saying? I don't feel...
That's a funny video.
That's a story.
The video was hilarious.
You have the video? Send me the video.
Let me.
I mean, I'm glad I didn't watch it before I went to bed. I may have woken up a gangster or something. I believe I could do.
Dog was that? Was a pit bull?
No, it had to be a pot gang.
But that shocks him away.
Have to be a pot gang.
Wow.
Have to be a woman too.
Wow.
Approaching payday, and the shark in the water about give me food. The dog say, "Buddy, what?" Anyway, believe in yourself like that dog believed in himself. And told the shark to go home, your other home, not this one right here. Let's get back to the sports. First story of the day is a bit of a sad story. BLTA saddened by death of Wesley Roll. The entire tennis community mourns the loss of this great tennis contributor. Past President Roll has made numerous contributions to the growth and development of tennis in the Bahamas over the years. He served as BLTA president during the 2007 to 2009 period and remained actively involved in the sport. I wanted to put that note out there, and we say we stand with the tennis community and with the family of Wesley Roll, and we thank him. As we see the number of athletes that are excelling and are able to excel because they play on the foundation that he had a part in creating. Now, gentlemen, it is grifter time. 47 days left. Mr. Longley, have I missed out on my last opportunity to qualify for grifter?
No, there's still time. There's still time for the masses of the athletes out there. I believe that we haven't even begun to see a real, how much qualifiers you're going to have. Right now we have about 24, 25.
Yeah.
I said earlier on an earlier show that I believe we're going to have an excess of 70, and I still believe that because the outdoor season hasn't even opened up collegiately as yet, and that is where we get most of our qualifiers. And the times that these athletes are laying down and the distances that they are throwing and the heights that they are jumping out there by the track and field every day during practice, even during the meets.
Yeah.
It's just amazing. You know, I haven't seen this level of talent since the days of Shawnee and Anthony and Stephen Dirty Newbold and the twins, Dario and Athon. I believe this could be our best crafter representation since the 80s when we won in 1984.
Okay.
So I'm very excited, and I'm looking forward to us getting... Well, we have the open men and women, it's 100 meters as a part of the BWA race this weekend. I think we could have a couple more qualifiers in that. And as the outdoor season opens, they're really going to start flooding in.
All right, so listen, there are 27 qualifiers. If you go to your Nassau Guardian, you go online if you didn't grab the papers this week, you look for the story, Diana Lynn Classic Producers Career to Qualifiers. First of all, Coy Adley, Tyler Pratt, Demian Bryce the second, and Kenny Moxie Jr. were the three athletes to
the four athletes.
Mm-hmm. To newly qualify, right? A number of athletes at the event had already qualified, and at this event, they hit qualifying times as well. Mm. Listen, these guys, the four that I mentioned here, their performances were tremendous. Even Terrell McCoy was in the competition.
She's exceptional.
It's personal best.
and pushed a new personal best, right? So listen.
By more than a meter, I believe.
She is
in a short put, right?
On the 17-year short.
Yeah, in fact, she output, no pun intended, all her competitors. She is excellent.
I actually saw her Saturday when she was finishing off the short put.
Yeah,
she came across to me and I was walking. She's walking out, and I say, "Hey, go some more." She said she put on an inch. I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
Wow. Okay, so watch this.
She's still very young.
She's in that place. All of this tremendous talent. So we need the sponsors on board.
Yes.
For this year in particular, right? This is our year. This is our chance. This is like our Jazz Chisholm opportunity. We need the sponsors on board so that we have the funds necessary to propel these athletes as far as they can go. We need Bahamians on board. We need y'all to come out there and cheer. There's going to be a lot of competition between the Bahamas and Jamaica this year, right? We're pushing to surpass them. Well, one of the secret ingredients to Jamaica's success is yellow yam. The second ingredient to Jamaica's success is spectator participation, spectator support, community support.
Yeah, we're going to need everybody to come out this weekend. We start off with the Beach Body Relays this weekend. You know, as a country, we love relays. The World Relays has been here three times. You know, we have schools and clubs participating Saturday at 12 noon, so we're going to need your young people to park the stadium this weekend. Young and old, everybody, park. We also have a couple qualifying events, as I mentioned, the open sprints with the men and women. So we could have qualifiers in that. But the relays are going to be the main thing this weekend. Under 17, under 20, under 15, under 13, under 11, under 9. Everybody is going to be running this weekend. Schools and clubs. I think SAC is coming with a full contingent. I haven't heard anything from QCs yet. But this is going to be like a precursor to the BISS.
Yeah.
You know, BISS is always a huge draw. Right? So anybody who loves BISS, they're going to love what's going to happen this weekend.
Absolutely. So what time does the event start?
It's Saturday at 12 noon at the original Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. I think it's the entry fee is...
Five?
I think it's seven.
Seven?
It's seven for general and 10 for VIP.
Right. And like five for children, right?
Yes, five for children under 12.
That's man. Absolutely. So what do I get when I come out there? Y'all gonna have some merchandise for me, man.
But our special events coordinator, he actually has a fan engagement activity going on this weekend, this Saturday.
Okay.
You know, so the fans are gonna be able to win prizes and stuff like that. So that is a real thing.
Okay, so come out, get into the cheer. We're gonna be practicing our cheer protocols. Mm-hmm. This is great. Now, I brought something to the studio today. Yesterday, y'all heard me on the radio telling people I'm a millionaire, right? That's because I just collect Madeira bar. You know, I try to make some clockers. I try to make some noise makers with my Madeira bar. So when I come out there, I could clack, clack, clack. I can make some noise for him and team.
You got a little mini business going on.
I'm telling y'all. So
you need a pole and just shake it.
Yes. Tie them with string and have them shaking around each other. I'm going to be out there with Bahamian flag colors
put
on.
In the bag and shake the bag.
Just like that, huh?
That could work because in Jamaica during their champs, their high school champs, they have these loud horns that they use, you know. And when you have 50 to 60,000 people just blowing these horns all day for the entire meet, you can imagine the noise.
Yes. No, look here. And so that brings audience participation to another level.
Yes.
Dear Bahamians, we need you all to come out there and make this noise so our athletes have experience competing under those conditions. Right? When they training through the corner, right? When they come home from the day training through the corner, talk to them bad, make plenty noise. Just be a part of what they're doing. Let them know you see them, you appreciate the effort that they're putting into it, and you are here to support in any way that you can. Okay. Let's go through the races that we can expect at the B3As this weekend.
As I mentioned, it's a relay meet.
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to have the 4x1,
mm-hmm.
4x2s, 4x4s, 4x8s.
Uh-huh.
We're going to have a sprint medley and a distance medley.
So what's a sprint medley?
Sprint medley is, let me see if I remember correctly now. I think it's two legs of the 200, one leg of the 400.
What?
Yeah.
We used to do that in Justice Gardens at the Corner Olympics. It's you sprint from the switch from getting beaten, and then you sprint to the mango tree, up the mango tree, and back down and out the yard. Yeah. That's a very complicated sprint.
I think the 800 is the first leg.
Okay.
Right, and I think they go down from there. You know, either the 200 to be second and third, or third and fourth.
Okay.
400 to be in the middle there somewhere. But it's a very exciting event.
Don't mind. It appears. And are you going to have any mixed relays, like women and men running together?
Actually, we have a mixed 4x1, which is the first time I think we've ever done that on home soil. And that is because they're introducing that at the Carifta level this year.
Okay.
So that should be exciting. Normally, we have the mixed 4x4, which we're having on Saturday as well.
Yeah.
But the mixed 4x1 is something new that,
mm-hmm.
we're trying at PAAA level and at Carifta level. And I think it's going to be very exciting.
That's super cool. You're going
to... Speed.
You're going to have the mixed relays for the Bahama Games? And is the B3As helping to coordinate that aspect of the Bahama Games?
Yes, we are. I don't think they've reached out to the B3As yet in terms of the schedule. You know, we're still about 4 or 5 months away. Right now, our focus is on the Carifta Trials, you know,
the
Games itself, and then this weekend. You know, but when they reach out to us, we'll be more than happy to assist them with the scheduling and
tend to be in a Masters 4x1 mixed relay. I could be there, but the cramp could show up at just the right time.
I was going to ask you if you're going to finish your race.
Listen, the question is, am I going to start the race? Medical disqualification.
Are you going to walk out there and catch cramp?
I'm just saying, sometimes you train so hard you can't make it to the track. But listen, the track and field athletes are not the only ones that are preparing for Carifta in Easter. We also have our swimmers. Now, I'll say this. Usually, the swimmers don't need much attention. You just turn to your left and you see they winning. Turn to the right and you see they winning. They just out there being. So, Sheldon, give us the contact information for anybody. Do you have your volunteers? Do you have your snacks and your refreshments sorted out? You have all your vendors secured. Are there vendor opportunities for people who want to support? And so give us the contact information for people who want to support around the competition.
Well, for the Carifta Games itself, they have their vendor programmers open now. You can register on the Games website,
mm-hmm.
which is carifta50.com. And that's also for any media, all volunteers, as I mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
You register on that site. For our events, the Carifta Trials, you know, you can send an email to info@bahamasandtrackandfield.org.
Bahamas trackandfield.org.
Or you can call our office number, which is 325-4433. But we're always looking for volunteers as well.
Yeah, man, absolutely. You're going to need somebody to ice me down after I win this race. In fact, I'm trying to figure out, I want to do like a charity, a celebrity charity with the Bahama Games, mm-hmm. where people who think they're celebrities race actual athletes. And I'm trying to get Pauline Davis with me to lead the charge.
I understand she had a race last night with the Rock and Sock and Pot Cake. I'm still trying to figure out who won that. But
say that again?
Every Thursday, the LOC is doing something special where they have this Carifta Gold Thursdays.
Hold on, Carifta Gold Thursdays?
Yes.
What? Listen, these athletes hiding all of the good events from us. Carifta Gold Thursdays, okay.
Yes, and that's going to be every Thursday leading up until Carifta where they're doing something special on that particular Thursday.
Yeah.
So for example, I understand they had a race last night.
You go wear gold on Thursdays.
So we wear gold on Thursdays.
Right.
Dear Bahamas, we wearing gold on Thursdays, okay.
They had an event last night, a race between the Golden Girl,
uh-huh.
Pauline Davis, and the Rockin' Sockin' Pot Cake.
Now, Pauline, me and you, we're supposed to be the Golden Girl versus the Chicchani. At least you have an opportunity to see what the pressure could be like when you race me, though. If I fall on top of you, it could be plenty pressure, Pauline. But this is awesome, man. And so what's do you know what they have in store for the next week?
I don't know. You know, but I'm hoping somebody from LSC could call us and let us know what's in store for every Thursday.
Yeah, so we could put it in the paper so I could cover it on the show. Dear LOC, let me now extend an open invitation, first of all, for me and Pauline to race the Golden Girl versus the Chicchani, but second of all, so that we could ensure that everybody in the archipelago knows what you have planned for us this week. Oh, you rocking, socking, pot cake, das quay. Well, I'm glad you missed. Ooh.
Time is good. Look around, Pauline got no more legs left.
Listen, Pauline, I hope he ain't related to the pot cake who chased the shark out the ocean. I don't know if you could win, Pauline. Anyway, thank you so much, Sheldon, for that nugget. And again, Local Organizing Committee for CAFRIFTA 50th. Please make sure you're all in touch with The Guardian. This is awesome, man. This is awesome. Okay, just as we move into our next segment, I got a text here that says Michael Jordan is 60 today. See, they give me some numbers to play. But I don't play numbers, so I can tell you all what numbers to play. I will say this, though. Apparently, Michael Jordan made a $10 million donation, I think, to a school or a group of schools recently. And maybe I didn't realize his birthday. Maybe it's like a birthday gift.
Could be.
You know, that he's giving the world. That's awesome. And then they say, Ms. Green, you're making Madeira Bach noise. That make Inland Revenue contact you because they need that little thing. Listen, that's not the type of millionaire that I am, Inland Revenue. You don't mind that. I have to share this money with the youths.
I think Jordan is our only sports billionaire right now.
What?
I think he's the only sports billionaire.
Right? Now, is that because the players are not earning that type of money, or is it because they, like, the culture has shifted and players are making so many charitable contributions and donations, they never amass the billion? Well,
to be a billionaire is different from being a millionaire.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you have to be a smart business person in addition to being a good athlete.
Yeah.
You got the shoes and the team.
So yes.
You make investments.
Yes.
But what about Magic Johnson? With is Magic Johnson, Burger King, and Starbucks?
He's up there. He doesn't have as much money as Jordan, but he's up there.
Now, here's the question. Will Tom Brady ever be able to make billionaire status, even with the $345 million over 10-year contract with ESPN?
It's going to be difficult.
It'll be difficult?
Because I understand he lost a lot of money with the FTX deal. So.
Yeah.
So it's going to be difficult for him to get to that status. You know, he's going to have to make some smart investments, I believe.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. I was listening to a lot of commentary about Tom Brady prior to the Super Bowl game. Will there ever be a quarterback as good as Tom Brady? And I think Mahomes was the only candidate close to Tom Brady in that assessment. What do you think, Simba?
Yeah. Right now, Mahomes is just spectacular, you know. I know we ain't going to Super Bowl talk yet fully, but you know, the way you play on Sunday, it's just out of this world.
Mahomes.
Yeah, Mahomes.
Yeah, played with injury.
Mahomes is the closest one to me, to Tom Brady now.
Right. But do you think Mahomes can surpass him? And do you think, because the commentary was kind of bohemianish, it's like nobody ever in the history of the world could ever reach Tom Brady's achievements. I think it's possible.
It is possible, but it's not impossible. But, you know, it's quite possible that somebody could surpass Brady. You know, I ain't too sure yet. Mm-hmm. Got to see.
Because he's a very small player, Mahomes. He's not the largest quarterback. Can he take the chafing and the bruising that Tom Brady had to take over the years to achieve, what, seven Super Bowl rings?
That's my thing. I think he could catch him. Mm-hmm. But I don't think he will, because I think with Tom Brady has always had a good offensive line.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, and so for Mahomes to really extend his career into the late 30s and early 40s,
he's going to need that type of protection and coverage.
And he needed all season. Yes. He needed just one Super Bowl, because the last Super Bowl, his offensive line was on point.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, but all season they have to play like that.
Yeah, the league is a whole lot more physical now. So, you know, you're going to be taking beating every single week. You know, so it's going to be hard for him to have a 20-year career.
All right.
Which is going to be needed to pass Tom Brady in terms of stats and rings. The 7 rings is going to be the most difficult to get. He has 2 now. He would have to win 5 more. And the league is very super competitive.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think he'll get 5 more.
Now, I want to ask this question, and we can pause and give Mr. Soria a bit more time to get here. I see a lot of conspiracy theories going around about trickery and cheating in the NFL today, modern day.
Competitive edge.
Right. One of them is this deflating the ball and deflate gate. So the first question is, was deflate gate real? And if it was, did it really have that large of an impact on Tom Brady's game?
I think so. I would say today, I don't call Tom Brady the GOAT because of that one incident, you know. And people say to me all the time, well, even without that, he had a super career, and he passed a lot of statistics. He passed a lot of big name quarterbacks in terms of statistics.
Yeah.
But in track and field, when you're caught cheating, you're suspended for 4 to 8 years, depending on the level of the performance-enhancing drugs, right? So if Brady had sat out 4 to 8 years, he would not have passed a lot of those quarterbacks he passed in terms of statistics, mm-hmm. right? He threw away his cell phone. Let's call it for what it is, you know?
Hold on. Do you mean he threw away incriminating evidence?
Yes. So if you're innocent, why are you throwing away your cell phone? You know?
Because my wife.
Because your wife.
Yeah, that's what I can tell. Because my wife.
He was sexting me.
I mean, I can tell them anything versus take 4 to 8 years off the field.
Not only that, he had an interview earlier that season where he said he liked playing with flat balls, right?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden for the AFC Championship game, all of the balls are deflated? Come on, man.
You see, and this is it. The commentary was so glowing for Tom Brady that the presenter said, I don't care about Inflategate. Right? That's one of them. I don't care about. It's as if his admiration for Tom Brady was so great that he just disbelieved Inflategate. But that's Deflategate is the lesser of the conspiracy theories. Another just quick question. Commentators are now saying that the ball itself is manipulated by putting a magnet inside it, and players are wearing magnetic gloves. Is there any truth to that rumor? Is it something that they may do in practice? Right, that they may do in practice, just when they practicing ball handling skills, but not something that's permitted on the field.
Well, I heard about that, but my thing is rumors. I don't like to go off rumors until it's proven true.
Yeah.
Right. So you have to show me some type of evidence that there are magnets in the ball and that players use magnetic instruments on their hands.
Yeah.
You know, I would have to see evidence of that.
Yeah. Yeah.
So right now, it's just a rumor.
Yeah. I mean, I believe it's a rumor. I've seen some catches, though, that are so fantastic that you have to ask, did this boy go to sleep with the saints? Did he wake up in heaven and teleport down to earth?
So you mean the ones with the...
Yeah, like
one-hand
right,
catch?
One-hand catch about 4 feet in the air, stretched over the defender and making a half turn as they land on their feet, right? Just spectacular gameplay.
Superhuman?
Yeah, I mean... Is this just the level of performance that we're seeing from athletes now, right? And the other consideration is this. If athletes are performing at that level, right, what do we expect in the 2023-2024 season where I expect to see a much harsher refereeing of the game? I expect to see refs making... softer calls. They call in right away. They calm in the game right down. They're not letting overly aggressive hits. I see the whole shape of the game 24 season, but how do they reconcile that with, on the other side, the sort of exponential growth in talent and skills of these players? They are just getting stronger. They're jumping higher. They're more acrobatic, and they're taking harder hits even.
Mm-hmm. I think all that superhuman thing. It's based on we have more advanced technology and advanced. We know more about the human body per se.
Mm-hmm.
So you could get different. You could tailor the training to get these guys to put out the optimum.
Yeah, performance.
Yeah, performance.
Yeah, yeah, yeah,
know?
Yeah.
So you know how to. Okay, well. You throw with your right hand, so let's try do some like a little tweaking per se to throw the ball farther.
Yeah,
further.
I got you. Yeah.
So, but it's just advanced a technology that we have today that's really creating these superhuman per se.
Right, because they're giving them the opportunity to experience their body and test their bodies in ways that they've never done before. Tech says, Aaron, how many Super Bowls won after Deflategate? The balls weren't deflated then. So how many Super Bowls would Tom Brady have won after that?
I think about three or four.
Three or four after that?
About three or four.
And okay, now I got to ask Mr. Longley, because he actually brought me some substantive data. No, evidence and data. I sitting here talking about magnetic balls. He's talking sense. How do you know the balls weren't deflated?
Well, that's widespread knowledge. That's why it's
that they weren't. Yeah, no, I'm saying were. No, but I'm saying post the games. How do you know the boy? And I call him a boy because I think he's a cheater. The boy engaged in cheating. How we know he wasn't?
Another thing, you know. Yeah. You know, if the man already came forward and say like playing with flat balls, you know, so he might have been doing this, you know, on a consistent basis. He might have been doing this years before he got caught.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah,
and
yeah.
That's so happens that he got caught that one. Yeah. You know, so you never know. My thing is cheating is cheating.
Yeah, I would you.
Once you get caught cheating, you should save a suspension of at least 5 to 10 years.
Yeah, man, I would you. And I want Bahamians, when I went to school and taking tests, A-levels and thing, there was always this moment where we had this session, we learned about cheating, stress with exams, and they tell us stories about students who committed harm to themselves because of the stress. And I look at all my classmates, and I said to them, look here, I'm from the Bahamas. We don't cheat, because if I fail these exams, I go home and sweep the beach. I can find work. It ain't gonna be that rough. So I want to say to all my young Bahamian athletes, there's no need to cheat. Bahamians respect you. You may have lost, but you didn't cheat. And that's what we respect.
Let me tell you something, in track and field, depending on the level of the cheat, you get suspended for life.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Marion Jones got suspended for life.
Yeah.
You know, and it happens. You know, you could be caught cheating just once, but depending on the level of the performance and nuts and jokes that you take,
it could ruin your entire career. Shut it right down. Right. We got a caller on the line, gentlemen. Let me get to this caller. Good morning, caller.
Good morning, caller. Good morning, Aaron. How are you?
I am good, thank you. How are you doing?
The host calling. That's the host calling.
Yes, I
just want to express something, and I just coming in from the doctor, so I'm not sure of your topic, but could I just make one comment to Mr. Fred Mitchell?
Oh, no, ma'am. Not at this moment. I appreciate what you're saying. I want you to know, I haven't heard anything yet, and I have to go home and listen. I can't, but I will say this on your behalf. Keep your ears open, because they want to talk to you. Thank you very much, ma'am. I'm so sorry. We talk in sports today, and I make a commitment to my guests to keep it to sports, because sometimes the politics gets Fred Mitchell heavy. Okay. And the text says, I think they're referring to Tom Brady, and now he cheating. KG cheat. He went to the Warriors, and now he's cheating again. Gentlemen, you all ready to talk some basketball?
Yes, we could.
Yeah. I don't think these Caribbean boy them know anything about basketball. I don't believe you all watch basketball since Vince Carter was tearing up the courts.
In this Vince Carter shirt, jersey.
You know, this is my favorite era of basketball, when Vince Carter started dunking on these people.
Man.
When he brought that
T-Mac.
To me,
and his cousin, T-Mac.
To me, still the top performance in the dunk competition of all time.
Vince Carter. Yeah, yeah. I mean,
which year that was the game when he did that?
I can't remember. Yeah.
Every dunk he had that year was a 50 to me.
Yeah.
Every dunk he had in the contest was a 50.
I mean, I thought he's a Bahamian. He just come out there to posterize. You want to be a star? I'm going to make you a star. Mm-hmm. So we're going to get to producer. Take us to a break. When we come back from the break, we're going to touch on some NBA. I got to call the names of the swim Carifta qualifiers. I can't leave them out, even though they are just spectacular. We don't even need to call their name no more. They win in everything. We're going to talk NBA All-Stars coming up. And Mr. Sawyer, hurry up.
Real 3-point shootout.
Hurry up. We're missing you.
Whether your business or both, let Fidelity work with you to maximize your customers' payment options with a fixed or mobile terminal so that you never miss a sale. It's safer than cash and and more convenient so that you can take your business anywhere. For details, contact a business development officer today at 356-7764 in Nassau or 352-6676 in Freeport, or visit our website at fidelitygroup.com.
Do you know you can get your business cards designed and printed for as low as 18 cents a card? If it's a poster you want, you can pay as little as $6 a square foot. If your print needs are short or long run, digital printing, wide format, or print consultation, call the best. Call Printmasters. Printmasters' goal is to provide its clients with the highest level of personal, professional service at an affordable price. Our state-of-the-art technology also makes working together efficient and easy. Laminations, business cards, flyers, posters, window and floor decals are just a few of the digitized print services offered at Printmasters. Call 302-2361, 302-2361, or visit us at the Nassau Guardian Building in Oaksfield. The best. Print with Printmasters.
Good morning and welcome back to Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. You're on the clock with Aaron Green. It's a Sports Friday. I have Mr. Sheldon Longley and Mr. Simba French joining me from the Guardian sports team. Mr. Longley is also representing the B3As, and they are having the B3As relays this Saturday at the original Thomas A. Robinson Track and Stadium. Now, let me get to the phone lines before we get back into the topics. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller. Good morning, caller.
Bubbly gone.
Second caller, you good? Okay. No problem. I'm sorry you were unable to get through. Now, gentlemen, let me read the names of these swimmers. These young, first of all, go to this week's Guardian. Johnson sets new state record in the pool. Bahamian junior swimming sensation Marvin Johnson put on a record-breaking show at the Tennessee Interscholastic Swim Coaches Association. High school swimming and division state championships was held at the University of Tennessee's Allen Jones Aquatic Center in Knoxville, Tennessee. Johnson swims for the McCauley School out of Chattanooga, Tennessee, and swimming with him was Caden Wells and another Bahamian, Asher Johnson, and all three of these swimmers are looking to represent the Bahamas at the 2023 Charifta Swimming Championships. Now, they're going to have stiff competition. Here are some of the swimmers that qualified this weekend at the Black Marlins Winter Invitational 2023 at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatics Center on Saturday. Barracuda Club's David Singh, Blue Wave Swim Club's Christian Joseph, Barracuda Club's Celeste Gibson, Alyssa Ferguson, and Kristen Elisa Clark, Alpha Aquatics Samira Donaldson, Lifeford Club's Jayla Threadgill, Lightning Aquatics Donald Sanders Jr., Mako Aquatics L. Thurberg, and unattached swimmer Ellie Gibson. Swimmers are preparing for the Charifta Trials, which are Saturday, March 11th at the Betty Kelly Kenning National Aquatic Center.
That actually get pushed up some more.
Okay.
I think the first weekend in March.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the first weekend in March, not March 11th.
Yeah.
You all get ready, and somebody go to Exuma and get that pot cake. Go to Exuma, get the pot cake, and make the pot cake train these little children.
They go on quick.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Okay, I had to get that story in. Also, Devon Charlton has finished her season. She's closed the season off.
Indoor season off
with four races this year. She went under 8 seconds all four races, even though she didn't do the 10 races she did last season. Charisma Taylor, women's triple jump, she carried on, but, I mean, she blew them out the sand.
National record.
Yeah. She climbed to number 2 on the national collegiate Athletic Association Division One list in that event for this year.
Country.
Yeah, and then she beat the national record.
Yeah.
Yeah. Just amazing, amazing. To the point where I'm almost prepared to entertain track and field as a national sport.
I think it should be. That's the sport we have the most.
Listen, until the port cake chased the shark away, Sheldon, I was almost there. Almost there. Okay, hi, Aaron. Ask your guests which NBA championship ring is more prestigious, Lakers or Celtics? So you're saying which of the wins were more prestigious? Or is this somebody you know, something to upset you?
No. Both are on equal footing right now, right?
Because yeah.
If you look at the number of titles, Lakers have 17, the Celtics have 17. So whoever wins the next one is going to go over the top.
I mean, you might as well be a politician, Sheldon. Dare Lakers, you ain't going to win it. Can the Lakers come back from a 27-32 record?
No.
You know what? I actually think they could make the playoffs. If you look at the standard right now, they probably in about 12, I think. So they could make a push.
Yeah, they're 13th.
They can make a push for the playoffs, but I don't see them coming out of the West. There's too much.
Well, listen, the teams in the West. I think the Suns were Durant. Yeah, they were like 9 last week. They pushed all the way back up to the fourth spot this week with a 32-27 record.
Yeah.
Closing out Thursday morning, I think.
And Durant didn't play yet.
No.
Say who?
Durant hasn't played yet.
He's still injured.
Yeah. Boy. Listen, I really want to see how that chemistry works, Durant and Aiden.
They're going to be tough to beat. Boy,
look here. Gentlemen, we are excited. This is even more exciting, I think, than Buddy Hield going to the Lakers to play with LeBron.
Well, I'm sure the Lakers fans will love that. They need more shooting. They were able to get some of the other team is better, in my view. So that's why I think they're going to make the playoffs.
Yeah.
But there's too much tough teams in the West, man.
Yeah. Nuggets in the one spot. Grizzlies in the second spot. The Kings, you know, I follow the four LA California teams. Mm-hmm. The Kings are in the third spot. Our Suns, DeAndre Ayton in the fourth spot. Clippers have taken it to the fifth spot. Warriors in the ninth spot. Lakers in the 13th spot. See, I'm thinking if the Warriors are 29-29 this late in the season, the Lakers may still have a chance. Because the Warriors still have a chance.
If
Stephen Curry could get back on the court.
He should get back on the court.
All right, in the Eastern Conference, Celtics 39-16. These guys are carrying
on
bad.
All season, baby.
And the Boston only played like just one game with the starters, eh?
Man, listen, we played Milwaukee the other night. We were missing four starters. Overtime. And we still carried the game to overtime and almost won.
Man, listen, this is this Eastern Conference is really exciting this year. The Bucks held the second spot. 76ers held the third spot. Cavaliers held the fourth spot. Heater in sixth. Pacers dropped to 12. I'm a little upset about that. But Buddy Hield is just outpacing himself. Every game he's playing better and better.
Too good shoot.
Yeah, the Pacers, they lost a lot when Halliburton got injured.
Yeah.
That's when their losing really started. Halliburton is back now, but they need to really develop their chemistry again.
Again, you know, I get it.
Yeah, I think they still could make the play-in, but it's going to be tough for them going forward.
Absolutely. And the Hornets are 17-43 without Kai on the court. I want you all to reconsider putting Kai back on the court. Let's just try it out. Let's see if something will work. I think something will work. So LeBron has Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
The king.
But I got a texter here that says to me, it doesn't matter because it took LeBron too much time to do it.
I think he played less games than Jabbar.
That's why I come to y'all in y'all wisdom. I'll read the text. Braun now has the NBA scoring record. Is he the GOAT? I don't think so because it took him 20 years to get to that record. How long did it take Jabbar? I mean, well, how long was Jabbar playing?
Jabbar played about 20 years himself.
You know?
But my thing is with LeBron, you know, in the finals, he's 4 out of 9. You know, Jordan is 6 for 6. So Jordan is still my all-time GOAT. You know, 6 for 6. 6 MVPs.
You know why Jordan is my GOAT? I mean, and this is the only reason. I'll be honest, this is the only reason. Because he had the wisdom and the spatial awareness and the good sense to see Rodman, the most underrated defensive player in the history of all sports.
Ian Pippen.
I mean, the Pippen is good, but Rodman is really the key. And he had the foresight to show Pippen, just wake with him. He had to tell Pippen, just easy star, this is the guy.
Beef. He's the beef.
I think LeBron is like it as well. If these guys have an opportunity to win, they're going to welcome talent on their team.
Okay, but what about Westbrook? I saw the clip where they was making fun of, I mean, I was making fun of Westbrook when they, it seemed as if Westbrook knew that he was the sacrificial lamb and knew that he was going to be the one that's traded. Well, how come LeBron don't have that energy to make all of these good players play well together?
Well, but Westbrook is a different story. Westbrook is a special young man.
Is he just a horrible player? I'm getting the sense.
He's a good player. It's just that he just, for some reason, just make some really mind-blowing, like, baffling plays sometimes. Like, why you do that play? Like,
yeah, and he can't shoot. And the Lakers needed shooting, and he can't shoot. You know, when teams start to calm down on LeBron and AD, you know, crowd mm-hmm. paint, you can need your wing players to hit open shots.
Yeah, you can't guarantee that from him.
Yeah, if you can't hit open shots, then, you know, again, be successful.
Yeah. Well,
that's the part of the Lakers at. So they got some shooting back with D'Angelo Russell, but they're still going to need more, in my view.
Where's Westbrook going? Sorry, Westbrook. Where's Westbrook going?
I think he went to Utah.
Yeah, he went to Utah? Yeah, he went to Jazz.
I remember when Utah used to be in the playoffs.
Karl Malone days?
That's about 375 years ago.
They still have a chance to make it.
So who's going to win the NBA All-Star weekend, and what's you think going to be the most exciting element of the weekend?
A three-point.
Three-point shootout?
I'm in it.
Who?
Buddy in it?
Buddy's in it.
Oh, wait, sorry, my bad. Let me restart this entire segment. So there's the NBA All-Star three-point shootout happening this weekend, and then they're doing some other stuff. I don't know what it is, but we will be watching. And when did that take place? On the Saturday?
Yeah.
Tomorrow. It's watered down a bit, man. You know, it's not exciting anymore. The last exciting dunk competition I saw was Aaron Gordon and Zach LaVine.
Yeah? What year was that?
When they went head to head. That was about, what, 3-4 years ago? It was before COVID.
2018?
Yeah, about five mm-hmm. years ago.
So what's hampering it? Are they trying to get too stylish?
No, the stars just don't want to take part.
No, yeah. That's it to me. Like,
yeah, because
like,
that's what we want to see.
Mm-hmm.
Again, like for me, example, there should be Ja Morant in there. Mm-hmm. Ja Morant should go dunking, you know?
Indeed. You know, and Aaron Gordon said he ain't going back in the dunk competition no more. He got robbed 2 years back to back. He said he ain't going back.
But he just changed your name to the Vikings. Come down to Bay Street and that's your space. They rob us too. All right, I got a text here that says, Westbrook is Brick City.
Yep, can't shoot.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Don't worry, Westbrook. You good. Another text here that says, Miss Green, Juju is now considered a vegetable. That's somebody who don't like Juju at all. And Buddy Buckets is in it. Steph and Clay are in it as well.
Not Clay.
Oh.
Clay Thompson isn't in it?
No.
Jason Tatum is in it.
Any other Bahamians in it?
No.
The Heat, any Heat players in it? They half Bahamian.
Heat up Tyler Hero, right?
Yeah.
Tyler Hero is in 3.0.
Yeah, man, they half Bahamian. We could work with that. I love it. Anyway, gentlemen, thank you for joining me today. I apologize to the listening audience that Mr. Sawyer could not join us. If he cannot join us, that means he's out there with his other superhero cape on helping people. And we appreciate that. I didn't get a chance, though, to really rub it in. The real winner of the Super Bowl, gentlemen, from the ladies' team, Bad Girl Riri, Mama Drama, Fenty Menti. Look here, you guys have a great weekend. We had a great weekend watching the halftime show. It's a lot of Caribbean love out there. And Rihanna had more viewers. The Super Bowl halftime show had more viewers than Mahomes and the Eagles and the Kansas City Chiefs.
Well, we know why.
Bad Girl Riri.
No.
Caribbean. Oh, tell me why, very quickly.
I mean, the guys were watching the game, you know, and we still had the game on. So when she came on, everybody else was watching her.
Ah.
So we added to that.
Right.
Know?
So like if so the men had turned off the TV during the break.
There you go.
I think y'all wanted to. Anyway. I'll take the win. Thank you, Simba. Thank you, Sheldon. You guys have a great weekend. And remember, all my sports fanatics and coaches, get your information to the Guardian sports team so we could talk about what you do with the nation. Have a great day.
All right.
Thank you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.